But this loan, he goes out free. So Rashi learns that Rashi di lav de shechrurei, they have the shavuk leilamints of bascharin. It's just like a proof that the master had already freed this eved. Like what happened here? This eved Kanani now went and got married, made kedushin to a regular Bas Yisrael, that if he's really an Eved Kanani, he's also to marry the Bas Yisrael. So how come he did it in front of his own master? So this is a proof that the master for sure freed him already. That's why it's a proof that he's Yotzel Lecheres. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said back, no, Kol Kach Yeshtecha B'Yotcha, like you heard so much from Rabbi like this. Vani Shaina, that means Rabbi Yechanan says back, he learns Vani Shaina, that Chom Maimrim Eino Mekadeshes, that she's not Mekadeshes. Because the Lachra is like this. HaKoysiv Shtar Erisin L'Shivchasoi, if the master himself makes up a Shtar Kedushin and goes to a Shivcha and says, here, I want to marry you. So Remeya Rana Mekadeshes. Remeya says, yes, she's Mekadeshes. Lushna Schal. V'chachama Maimrim, Eino Mekadeshes. No, she's not Mekadeshes. Here, even though the master himself is marrying his own Shivcha, still the Chum say, she's not Mekadeshes. Because we say, as far as we know, she's still a shivcha. A shivcha you can't marry. So who you see not like you said over from Rebbe? Or at least the loch is not like that. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. Because the Yom Rabba Bar Rav Shela, like Rav Shela soon answers, Kishirabba and Yichlet Tfilim. That there's a difference if the master himself put on tefillin on the Eved. If we see when the master himself takes tefillin and puts on his Eved, that's a proof that the master freed him already. Because Allah is an Eved is potter from tefillin. An Eved is like an Isha. So the master would not put on tefillin on the Eved if he didn't free him. So if he did the Maisa, that's different. I'll tell you, Hachinam here also. Kisharabba Yosi Isha. Here that we said over in the name of Rebbe here, that Eved Shinosa has been Spaschar Mufnei Rabbi, that he goes out free. Here we're talking about that the Odin himself is like the Masada Kedushin. The Yodim himself, he's making the Kedushin. So therefore, if that's a svara, that if he wanted freedom first, he wouldn't have done the Isur. He would not be the Masada Kedushin. For the Gemara though, but in our case over here though, we're saying that what's our machalikas here though, when the master himself wants to marry his own shivcha, and he gives her a shtar erisin, and he says, Arei amakodeshesli, the kitshaboy, so it's the Moras Akasha, O miyukamidi, te liavdo lemevad leisura, the yiyu avad isura. Like how is it possible to say that when he marries his shivcha, you tell him now a svara that if he marries off his shivcha to somebody else, that's a svara the person will not do an issa. So for sure the master already freed him. Mashaykin, when the master himself goes and marries his own shivcha, then you tell him the chum says he's not mekadeshes. Like how could that be that when he's marrying her off to somebody else, you say for sure he wouldn't do it unless it's mutter. So for sure then we should have said that if he marries her himself, that for sure should be a proof that he freed her already. How could you tell me now, Eina Mekadeshes? Amrav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Hafen Maaskin, know what we're talking about over here. The Omelo, where the master now is saying clearly like this, See boy, Vizkachi boy. We're talking about right now, the master says clearly, that with this Shtar Kedushin, I want to free you, and I want to get married to you. So he's saying clearly he did not free her yet, but he wants to do it all at one shot right now. And Rashi says, See boy, Vizkachi be claimer. If the master would just say to his own shivcha, he's marrying her now, then Vada, that for sure would have been a proof that he already freed her before, because the person is not doing this to himself. But here that the master is telling her clearly, see boy, I want you to go out free right now with this shtar erisin, it's a clear proof that up until now he did not free him. So that's the machlokes over here. Rebbe Meir Savar, Yesh B'Loshin Azeh, Loshin Shichur. Rebbe Meir says, when the master says, Tiloch, he means Tefriya. That's a good Loshin of Shichur. So therefore, this star is a good star, like Shichur. For Rabbon and Savri, Ein B'Loshin Azeh, Loshin Shichur. This Loshin of Tiloch is not a good Loshin of B'Mashachiyu. Therefore, Rabbanan saying that there's no Shtar Shichur here. Like the master Lamais is agreeing, he did not free her yet. Stami wants to go marry his own Shivcha Kananis, there the Kedushin is not Chal. But the case before was, where the master is like the Masada Kedushin, when he's marrying off his own Eved to somebody else, then for sure that's a proof that from before he already freed his Eved. Because if he didn't free his Eved, he would not let his Eved get married. Now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Eved sheniach tefillin mifnei rabbi. An Eved Kanani that puts on film in front of his master, Yotzlecheris. For that alone, he goes out free, like as a proof again to say that the Eved was freed. Because otherwise, he wouldn't wear tefillin. Mesve Avakasha. Love menu, if you borrow from him, love him and a rabbi, if the master borrows from the Eved. Or he shows the rabbi apotropos, if the master made his own Eved apotropos. Oy shiniach film in front of us of the Eved put on film in front of his master. If my rabbi, oy shakorah shloish shpsukim etzkneses. Rest of the Eved can only read three psukim etzkneses before they read from his rabbi. Hareiz aliyotzlecheres. Says clearly, still he doesn't go out free. So how can you tell me if he puts on film in front of his rabbi, he goes out free? So it's a stira. Amar rabbi bar sheila ki shirabbi yaniach lo tefillin. Like we said before. When the master himself puts on the tefillin on the Eved, that for sure is a proof that the master had already freed him. But if the Eved does it by himself, that's no proof. If somebody said when he was dying, Ploinis shivchasi, my shivcha that I own, al yishtabdu bo liyacha moisai, that after he dies, he doesn't want anybody to work with her, so even though he didn't free her yet, and even though when the father dies now, the kids, Yarshina, take her over, still the loch is, Koifin es Yarshin, after mitzvah l'kayim divri ameis, we force the Yarshin, the Koifin will get shichra, and we tell the kids now to write her and get shichra. Because she did not go out free yet. The fact the father says he doesn't want to work with her after he dies, that doesn't free her. And when the father dies, the kids, Yarshina. But there's a mitzvah to listen to your father, so the kids now have a mitzvah to go free you. Om alafon of Rabbi Yami, Rabasi, Rebbe, Iyata Moedar, don't you agree, Shabbane Avodim, that Yishnoha children are still Avodim? In other words, the father just wanted that she doesn't have to work for them. But not that she has to be freed. Like Lamoshlo, if she has kids, Avada still want the kids to be their Avodim. So therefore, not the father not mean to really free her. Just meant she doesn't have to work. Just let her stay around to have children and the kids will be your Avodim. Kiyosi bar Kiyosa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Omer Rav Yechanan, mi shama b'shash misosoi. A person before he dies says, "Ploy nishiv chasi, kairis ruach osoli." That my shivcha here did a lot of good to me. Yasala kairis ruach, he should also do good things back to him. So now, after he dies, kaifin es hayoshim yosla kairis ruach. We like force the yoshim to do good things back to her. That means like let it go free. My time. What's the reason why? Because it's a klal of mitzvah l'kayim divri ameis. That since that was the rotzen of the father, there's a mitzvah upon the yoshim to mekayim what the father says. But since the father's rotzen was that she should be freed, give her back kayas ruach, so the kids did it. Omer Amemer Meimer says, Hamafgir avda, if somebody's free, mafgir makes his eved hefkom, oisli eved ein latakana. This eved can't do anything now. My time, gufa lakonale. The guf the eved is not kayin yet. Because he's only mafgir the money, not the yisurim. Yisurid yikagabe. The Yisur le mafi maknele, and the Yisur Malone can't be makne. That's what he said. He holds he can't be meshacher, just the Yisur Malone. Omer le Rav Ashlam ein mav, Omer ulam am yechanan, for Rav Chiva Rav and Omer Rav, echad ev echad yot tacheret, so get shichru. We said before not like that. That even though you mafki your Eved, you should know, still you have to give him a get shichru. Omer le, what he meant to say was, tzorech v'en latakona. That true, he needs it. He needs to get shichru. Because when the Odin is mafkir his Eved, for that alone, the Eved does not go out free. But the locha is, though, you can't do it, though. As he holds, the get shichra has to apply to both. You have to be mashach with one shot, the money and the yisurim. But if you don't have the money anymore, you can't be mashach your Eved. Yeah. All right, we'll stop. On one third down, that's Memo Maralach, on one third down. Verse says the Maisa, Kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amr Rav Yechanan, he said over the name of Rav Yechanan like this, Mi Shama Vashash Misosai. If the Odon, the master, said right before he was dying, that Tloinish Shivchosai, you should know my maid that I own, Ah Yishtabdu Bo Liacha Moisai. After he dies, after the master dies, he like does not want his children to work with her. Like she should not be a slave anymore. So therefore, if the master said like this, so what's the halacha? So he says that koyfin es hayorshin before when the master dies, later the yerusha takes place, the kids yarshin, but koyfin es hayorshin because from our get shichru, that we force the yarshin to give her a get shichru. That's what we do. Omru lefonuf. So they said in front of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Amiv Rabasi, Rebbe, Iyatomoid, that they said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, like, Rebbe, don't you agree? Shebonehu Avodim. In other words, that the children of this Shivcha should still be a slave. In other words, they say, what did the father mean? All the father said is that Pleni Shivchasi, my maid, like he's telling his children, don't make her work. That's all. So she doesn't have to work. But he did not mean to make her free. In other words, he still wants her to be a Shivcha, that if she has children, the children remain, they're Avodim. So that's what the Mechulak on Rabbi Yochanan to say, that the husband did not mean the master to make her free, just that she doesn't have to work, but the children do not have to be Meshachar to free her, they could just leave her alone, and the children she has, they'll use. That's what Rav Ami Ravasi said. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he said like this, that Amar Rav Yech, he said over there of Rav Yechonim like this, Mi Shama V'Shash Misosai, if the master says over before he dies, Ploin Yeshiv Chosi, my maid that I have now, Kairos Ruach HaSosali, she did very nice things to me. Is Yaselo Kairos Ruach, you should do back to her also, Kairos Ruach, you should do back nice things back to her. That's all he said, such a lashon. The lacha is kaifen as ha-yorshin, we force the yorshin, v'yoysin lo karas ruach, and we tell the yorshin to do things nice back to her. Now what does that mean? They try and appease her the best way they could, that maybe she'll agree to remain a shivcha, just not to have to work so hard. But if she says that she wants to get shichra, then they have to do it. And my time, what's the reason? Because mitzvah l'kaim divrei meis, it's a mitzvah for the Yerushim to listen to what the father said. But since the father said, give her nachas ruach, give her keres ruach, so here it's better. Here, if what she wants is to be freed, so here the Yerushim have to listen and make her free. Mor says, Omra Meimah Meimah said, Hamafkir avdoi, if a master is mafkir, makes his eved hefker, so isa eved em la takona. Meimah said, this eved has no takona. Isa eved em la takona. My timer, gufe la konyale. Because since the master was already was mafke the eved, so the money matters, the mumness he gave up already. He doesn't own the money of the eved anymore. Isurhu dikagabe, what's left over? Just the isurim that he's also to Abbas Yisrael. He still has the isuri of an eved kanani on him. If so, the isura le motzi maknele. Yishno isurim, he can't be makne. That's what Amenma wanted to say. In other words, that if there's a loch, you could be meshach your eved, it's a one deal. You meshach your eved, the pshat is that you free the money that you own in him. And once you're freeing the money, you could also free the isurim. But if the money were freed already because you are mafke him, now you cannot just take off the isurim. So therefore you can't help him out. That's what Amemah said. This the Gemara says, Omale Ravashi Amemah, so Ravashi said back to Amemah, Iva Omale Ula himself said, that Omar Rabbi Yechanan, for Rav Chia Bar Av and Omar Rav, that they both said, Echad Zev Yechad Zev, Yotza Lecheris, but for Tzara get Shichra. They both said, Allah is when the Odon is Mafker his Eved, or else if he's Makdish his Eved, so Allah is the Eved is Yotza Lecheris, and for Tzara get Shichra. And Allah is he still needs a get Shichra. So you see, you could give him a get Shichra. And this Gemara says, Omalei, no, what he meant to say was, Tzorech v'en l'takona. He meant to say, Tzorech itaka needs it, but v'en l'takona, you can't help him out. As a Meima learns, that if the master was already mafkir his eved, he gave up the money, so just for the Isurim left over, there's no way for him to be mafkirit, to be Meshachar. He can't be Meshachar, just the Isurim. Ika the army, some say like this. Ika the army, Omar Meima Meima said, Hamafkir avdoi, if the Odin was Mafkir's Evet, Umeis, and then the Odin died. So in such a case, Oisoyeva den la Takona. Now there's no Takona for the Yorshim. Now some said that Ameima agrees. If the master is still alive, even though first he was Mafkim, he could still be Meshacharim later. But his Chiddush was, after your Mafkir Evet, if the Odin now dies, So what happens is the Yorshim are supposed to Yashin. Now in the Takona, there's no way he could go out free. My time, what's the reason? Gufa lekonele. These Yorshim don't receive the Guf, because the Odom, the father, was already like was Masker. He made the Eved Hefka. So there's no money in him anymore. Yisuru dikagabe. What's left over? Just Yisurim. The Yisuru lebrei leimaris. And he holds what? That the Yerusha doesn't apply by Yisurim. Therefore, the kids cannot just yashin the Yisurim of the Eved Kenani. Therefore, the kids cannot give a get shichrur, so this Eved cannot go out free. And he also holds vaistois that we have before, Svara, that Miser is matter, that's only when there's no Yorshim. I say that there's Yorshim, though, Hashem Miser does not free her, does not free the Eved. So therefore, the Eved is Emotakona. Or else, since the master was already mafkrim before, therefore, Miser alone does not help. He still needs to get shichur. And here he can't get a get shichur, so therefore he remains an Eved. Omalei Rav Ashi l'Meimah. So Rav Ashi said back to Ameimah, V'ho ki osi Rav Dimi om Rav Yechanan. That before the Meister was, Rav Dimi said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that he said before that, V'chivun di yomai yishtabdu bo, ukoma yoshim kaisma get shichur. Before Rav Dimi said the name of Rav Yechanan, that if the Odin said, I don't want to work with my maid anymore. So then when the master dies, the kids have to write her a get shichur. So you see, even though the Odin dies, the kids could yashin her. So Gemara says, no, Rav Dima Tusi, Rav Dima made a mistake. So Amalei said back to him, my to you, so no, what was the mistake of Rav Dima before? The loy omra b'loshin shichur. Only because the father, the master, never meant to be meshachar his maid. He only meant to say she doesn't have to work. But Omra Bloshin Shikhur, but Mashmi, if the Odin would have said Bloshin Shikhur, Hachinami, that it would have been such a lacha like this, that the Yorshim have to be Mishachar, the slave, and Mashmi they could. And that's not like a Meimar. A Meimar says if the master first was Mafka the Eved, and then he dies, the master dies, so his kids do not Yashin Yisurim, they can't free it. And here it's Mashmi, no, the kids could free it. So Amalei, he said back, Amalei said back, Anokid Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Svirali. I hold the story was like Rav Shmuel by Yehuda said over. Then what happened there? The master did not free her slave at all. He just told the children, you should know, she did something nice to me, so therefore I want you to do things nice back to her. But the master was not mafka her at all. So that's the case then, it's a complete slave, a maid. So when the master dies, the kids yashina. Just they were there. There was the mitzvah of Karim Divri Ameis to go and do whatever she wants. But there's no stira tameima. Here Ameima says if the Odin was first mafker his Eved, and then the Odin dies, so there's no way to free this Eved. Mura says now who diskretor the Avdi? There was a city, a curious Rashi says a city that Eved Kenan used to live there. The Yizdavin Liyerti Kachavim. What happened was the Jewish owners sold their avodim to Goyim. And really there's a knas to halacha, that if you sell your Eved to a guy, he splits the knas to let him go out free. So what happened was now, kolo marvosa basroi, that the second master died. There was the guy died, this guy died. So Osla came to Ravina, they came in front of Ravina and asked him what he should do. In other words, the Eved himself, the Avodim himself, came in front of Ravina and asked him, like Rashi says, they wanted to be mutter to a Bas Yisrael. So he told him, Amulahu, Zilu Ahadru Abnei Marvosa Kamoi. Go back to the children of your first master. In other words, the first Yisrael, the Odin, died, and the children were there. And he told them, Yichtabu Luchu Gita de Cherusa. Let them go write you a Get Cherus. So in this, the Gemara says back to Omrulei Rabbonu Ravina. So the Rabbonin complained back to Ravina and said, I, Vomra Meimer, Meimer just said, Alocha was, that Hamafgir Avdoi, if the Yodan, the master's first Mafgir, makes his Eved Hefka, Umeis, and then the Yodan dies, so the Loch Riz, there's no Din Yerusha now, the children does not take over the Yisurim, because Yisurim are not B'nai Yerusha, and therefore, Yisrevet ain't no Takona, the Sevet has no Takona. So how could you say over here now that they should go back to the children and the children should give them a get shichur? So Amalu, so Ravina answered back and said, Anok, Rav Dimi Sirli. I heard like Rav Dimi said over that the children could give a get shichur.
Omrulei, so it said back, Omrulei and Rav Dimi, they said back that Rav Dimi Tusahi, it came out the Gemara before to say that he's a Toys, how could you pass like him? She said back, no, Ravina said back, Omulu, my Tusa, so what was the whole mistake that Rav Dimi meant that said, Tlayom Rav Loshin Shichram, that only that the Mesta did not mean really to Mashacha his Shivcha. He only meant to say that she doesn't have to work by you. But it's a diyek omra b'loshen shichur. For mashmir of the master, the father would have said he wants to be meshacher his shivcha. His achinami, then it would have been the same halacha that then after the master dies, the children have a right to be meshacher her. And therefore the Gemara ends off hilchosak Ravina. We talk a paskin like Ravina that even though the odin is first mafker is evid, he gives up the mumnis. It's only the yisurim left over. Still is there, there's a din Yerushim that when the Odin dies, the Bonim take over and the Bonim have a right to write her a get shichur. Still later, when that Odin dies, only the Yisurim are left over. Still, we say the original owner could be Meshachar, could free those Yisurim. Right. Who after was an Eved to Veitre? They belong to two people. So, kom chad minayo v'shichur lepalgei. One master freed his half. So the seven now is a Chatzi ben Chorin and a Chatzi Eved. So Omar Idach, the other master, the one that still owns half of the Eved, he said like this, Omar Idach, Hashtar Shmiya Be Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin are going to hear about this, O Masu Dulei Minoi, they're going to be mastered from me, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah that says, when you have such a case of an Eved, that's half free, the Mishnah says we force the master to free him. So the master now that owned half of the Eved was afraid that the Rabbanim are going to force him to free the Eved. So what did he do? Also he went, Akniel Ebenoi Kotten. He was Makni, gave over this Eved now to the small child, Ebenoi Kotten. So, and the small Kotten, he wasn't afraid the Rabbanim will make him be Meshacharim, because the Kotten can't be Meshachar the Eved. So that's what the master did. Ishocha Rabbi Yosef braid the rov with the kaim of the rapapa. He asked him the shalom, what should we do now? Sholach lei, send back like this. Kasher osa kenyasaloi. The same way he did, we'll do back to him. Kenyasaloi, yeah. That gemula yashav le baroshe. We're going to give it back to him the same way he did, we're going to give it back to him. What does that mean? Anan kim lom b'yinuka. We know that children, the mekarva dait lagabi zuzei. If you show them some money, they're going to like it. They're going to want to listen to you. The kids said, we're going to make this cotton like agree to sell this Eved, to free the Eved. So Melo, what do? Mokminin lay apotropis. We're going to put apotropis now. He's a cotton. So Bezna has the right to put an apotropis over him. Or Mekarshis.